everybody. Welcome to Steelers Live. I'm Missy Matthews. Bob Labriel and Tunch Okun will be joining me shortly. We have an update from the Steelers organization in regards to Ryan Shazier. So we want to read this for you and bring this to you in case if you have not seen it within the last few hours. The statement reads, last night UPMC neurosurgeons and Pittsburgh Steelers team physicians, doctors David Okonkwo and Joseph Maroon performed spinal stabilization surgery on Ryan Shazier to address his spinal injury. Just moments ago after practice, defensive coordinator Keith Butler talked about Shazier.
Hey, I'm not going to say anything about Ryan right now because of the situation that he's in. All I am is hopeful that he gets well. I'm not worried about him playing for us again. I'm more worried about him. And so I think y'all been updated as much as we have. So, you know, the thing that we're hopeful for, prayerful for, that he comes back and he's going to be okay. The football stuff is secondary. His life is a lot more important to me than football.
Okay, and that has been the case since Monday night's game. All of the updates we will be bringing you here on Steelers Live, Steelers.com, the Steelers app, and all the social media platforms. So stay tuned to all of those for updates. But moving along to Thursday's practice here at the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex, let's take a look at who was practicing and who was not. Guys, there are two new names on this list. Not practicing again, Joe Hayden, Tyler Matakevich. New to the list would be Antonio Brown with that toe injury. We know he dealt with that last week, but was able to go on Monday night in Cincy. Full participants for the second day in a row. That's good news. Vance McDonald, Mike Mitchell. Limited, though, added to the list today along with Antonio Brown is linebacker T.J. Watt dealing with a knee injury. So what are your concerns, or maybe what are you not concerned about this week, Tunch?
You know, I think one of the things that concerns me, I hope that there's going to be no residual effect on Antonio after that game. And one of the good things about a guy like Antonio Brown, you don't have to work him this week to have him at 100% come game time. I thought it was very encouraging to see Vance McDonald out there and Mike Mitchell. They looked no worse for the wear. And if T.J. Watt has got some issues, you know, I was watching Big James run around out there. So, you know, you always, well, you've got James Harrison, and when you need him, you got him. And by the way, that matchup with James Harrison against the left tackle of Ronnie Stanley of the Baltimore Ravens. Ronnie's a tall, long, athletic guy. When you've got a compact, explosive piece, stick of dynamite in James Harrison, that's a great matchup for the Steelers.
You know, looking at that injury report, Tyler Matakevich again, not able to practice with that shoulder injury. Almost guarantees that Sean Spence, recently signed, is going to see action Sunday night against the Ravens. Whether that's how much of that is on defense, how much of it is on special teams, whether it's some sort of split between the two, I don't think there's going to be much time given for Sean Spence to kind of ease his way into things. They're going to throw him right in because with the injuries to Ryan Shazier and Tyler Matakevich, that leaves you with only two inside linebackers, and when you play two at a time, you've got to have more than two.
Yeah, you know, good point by you, Labs. And I will say this, though. L.J. Fort did a nice job last week, and he will be even better this week. One of the things for a guy like L.J. Fort, only playing special teams, he hasn't gotten many reps, if any at all, on the defense, but he got a bunch, obviously, last Monday night against the Cincinnati Bengals. And, you know, your first action out playing with the offense or defense, you know, there's a break-in period. There's a period where you start to you start out there and you're wide-eyed initially, and then you start to feel comfortable in your position. I think he got that way in the second half. I expect him to be even a lot better this week versus the Baltimore Ravens. And you're right, we will see Sean Spence. Definitely, he is already special teams ready. I guarantee he's ready to run down under kicks. As a matter of fact, when I got cut my rookie year, I was out of the NFL for 6 weeks. My first came back, I was on every special teams on Monday Night Football. So they're going to use him definitely on Sunday night.
All right, the last time the Steelers played Baltimore was down in Baltimore. It was about 60-some degrees and sunny, a lot different this time. So we want Tunch to break down both sides of the ball for us. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back.